This is KNXC In Depth. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. When it's cold and we need to heat our homes with natural gas, conserve, we are told. And when it's hot and we need to cool our homes with electricity to power our air conditioners, conserve, we are told again. What gives? Why can't California's power grid supply, power when we need it the most? We will go in depth.
Wells.
But first, let's talk energy, or at times, the lack of it. John White is executive director of the California-based Center for Energy Efficiency and Renewable Technology. John, why does it seem that in the summer when it's hot and everybody really needs that air conditioning, cranked up, we get these notices, conserve, and then when it gets cold, as it is right now in parts of California, again, we're told conserve. Why can't the power grid keep up?
Well, first of all, we've got two energy systems in Southern California. We have the natural gas supply and delivery system, which is where we're getting the heat for our homes and power for the power plants. And then the power sector, which is electricity, which is generated from renewable energy as well as natural gas and hydroelectric and a little bit of coal still. So there are two systems, and they operate in tandem, but at this moment, what we're facing is supply limitations on the gas system, where we are. Southern California Gas Company has called a stage 4 operational alert, which means they're running out of room to spare, and they're calling on everybody to reduce demand and consumption so that we don't have breakdowns in the system.
Yeah, but my question, John, I mean, I get that they're saying all this, and they say that repeatedly in the summer or the winter. But the real question is why?
Why do they
keep running out?
Well, there's different problems different times of year. In the summertime, if you've noticed, we have less and less problem in the middle of the day, and the time that they're encouraging people to conserve is in late afternoon, early evening as the sun goes down. So our solar energy expansion has actually reduced the amount of pressure on the grid in the summertime in the mid-afternoon, but in the evening we have to conserve when the sun goes down. So the system is changing, and we have to adapt our usage to the changes on the system. In the winter, we have it's much less often that we have these kinds of alert, and as a result, we have done a much less good job of reducing consumption of natural gas. And so now we have an emergency almost, and therefore, everybody's got to pull together and do what they can to reduce their demand and also to shift resources. Ironically, the electric system is where a lot of the improvement can come as we switch from natural gas to electricity. We should have less problems like this in the winter. But the problem for the moment is a short-term one, but this suggests that we have a lot of work to do to smooth out these rough spots.
Are we doing the best that we can at kind of getting ready, placing orders, front-loading it, bringing it in from wherever else you can? Because we know with weather forecast when it's going to be cold pretty much, so it shouldn't come as a shock when we're going to need all this electricity or gas.
No, exactly. But we are part of a regional system. So, for example, there's a significant amount of interplay between California and the Northwest. Our power plants at the moment are supplying a lot of electricity to our neighbors in the Northwest, because in the Northwest, that's when they have their highest energy uses in the winter. And as I said, there's some physical problems on the system. A lack of repairs on the pipelines have meant that there's less capacity to import than there normally would be. So some of these are physical barriers, and some of them are the interaction between California and our neighbors.
Okay. So do other states experience the same kind of issues that we do? And if not, why not?
Well, yes. In fact, in other parts of the country, the so-called polar vortex has strained both the power grid and the gas grid, and have had significant interruptions in service. So extreme weather that we've been seeing in different parts of the country, different times of year, strains the energy system. And so the energy system has to become more resilient in part by reducing demand when we can and creating more flexibility in a system by smoothing out the peak demand and thereby reducing stress on a system. Prices are going up in the power sector. Demand is something that is our best defense in the next three or four days. But long term, we have to think about how do we get more out of the system and how do we make it more resilient so that we don't have as many supply interruptions as we sometimes seem to have.
John White, Executive Director at the California-based Center for Energy Efficiency and Renewable Technology.
When we continue in about 3 minutes, House Democrats revving up their oversight engines, and President Trump, well, he's not pleased.
This has been KNX In-Depth.